Boker Tov. Shlishi of this week's parsha, we encounter the traveling of the camp and the traveling order and the camping order of the Shvatim. Now, there's four sides. Each side has three different Shvatim, three different tribes. Each one has its own flag. And the question is, why? Well, they could have just said, you know, camp around, do whatever you want. You know, like, everyone make their tent where the breeze is, where things, you know, like, seem the nicest. If you're a little bit quicker, why don't you go up front? If you're a little bit slower, go in the back. But it seems that Torah really cares about the order of the tribes and really cares about every tribe being together with itself. Now, there's a gematria. How many tribes are there in Am Yisrael? Come on. How many tribes, yeah?
12,
right? But let's count them. Okay? Reuven. Let's do it according to the order of the camps, right? That the east one has Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. That's 3. The south has Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. That's 6. The west has Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. That's 9. The north has Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. That's 12. And what about Shevet?
Levi.
Kohen. Okay. There's always a 13th tribe. By the way, same trivia question you can ask about how many children did Yaakov Avinu have, right? Everyone says, yeah, he had 12 children. Yes, but he also had a daughter, Dina. Okay, there's always a 13th. It's the hidden 13th. Whenever they say there are 12 tribes, they're not counting one of them. Either they're counting Ephraim and Menashe as one, or they're not counting Levi. That's always the trick. Now the Gematria has it on the word Echad. How many of the tribes were children of the Shvachot?
3. No, 4.
4. Okay, there's Gad and there's Gad, Naphtali, Dan, and Asher. Okay, those are the 4 children of the Shvachot. How many children did the Imahot, right, Rachel and Leah have? They had 8. And then there's the Shevet of Levi, which was taken out. So there's 1 Shevet of Levi, 8 tribes from the Imahot, and 4 tribes for the Shvachot. It's a way to remember, right? But the question is, what's the point? Okay, nowadays do we have tribes? We have some Levim. We remember what they are, right? Everyone else just calls themselves Yehuda by default. But I think possibly the message the Torah wanted from the Shvatim was to say that you could have an Echad, you can have a unity without having uniformity. They don't all have to be the same. There's an inyan that people be different. Okay, a lot of times you hear Dvar Torahs, and the conclusion was, and Yehi Ratzon, one day everyone will realize that we're right and be like us. It's a common theme in Dvar Torahs. That, you know, like they raise a problem, and they raise a machloket, and they say, and Yehi Ratzon, and one day everyone will see things the way we see it. But that may not be true. There may be an inyan that people still see things differently. And the achdut comes from knowing how to get along. And understand that the differences that exist are there for a good reason. Because people shouldn't be the same. Not that they, you know, like, not that, what can you do, that's the world, people aren't the same. They shouldn't be the same. And there's value in putting an emphasis on different aspects of life. You know, you can go give all the Chazal, go a bit into certain Shvatim and say what their specialty was. Right, if it's Levi, which their specialty should be teaching the Torah. If it's Yisachar, where their specialty should be learning the Torah. If it's Zvulun, if their specialty should be doing business. Right, and there's different specialties and there's different ways of approaching things, and you don't need uniformity. And the Torah sets up the different tribes to say we don't all have to be the same, and we shouldn't. And Bemet, we should all see the value in what others do and what others think and what others specialize in without losing what we want to specialize in and what we should be. Because we don't, doesn't say like everyone give up their flag and become someone else's flag. You should all stick to your flag while knowing that everyone's flag is important for Am Yisrael. Okay, tell me.